Welcome to Shaped by Faith with your host, Teresa Rowe. To find out more about Shaped by Faith and Teresa Rowe, please visit shapedbyfaith.com or visit the YouTube channel, Facebook, or Instagram. And now, here is Teresa Rowe.
Welcome to Shaped by Faith, where we shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. I have two amazing guests today. The first guest is Carrie Oliver. She serves as co-administrator of Highlands Latin School in Owensboro, Kentucky. And before being associated with Highlands Latin School, Carrie was a classroom teacher in the Davis County School System for 25 years. That's a long time, Carrie. Yeah. She taught kindergarten through fifth grade at Tamarack Elementary School, Masonville Elementary School, and Deer Park Elementary School. Carrie enjoys teaching young children and watching their successes in and out of the classroom. And my other guest today is Charlotte Burton. She also serves as co-administrator of Highlands Latin School Owensboro. Now, Charlotte's been involved with many local agencies and many directed at helping children. In addition, Charlotte has taught first grade Sunday school for 30 years. That is a long time, Charlotte. And she served as a children's leader for Bible study fellowship for 7 years. Charlotte's committed to helping children develop their intellectual gifts, as well as her character and faith formation. And as a co-administrator, Charlotte helps oversee the day-to-day operations of the school. Welcome to Shaped by Faith, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for
absolutely
having
me. Well, I can tell you both love children.
We do.
That's your gifting. That's your talent. That's what God has given you to do. And I'm so excited for everyone to hear about what you're doing now. Carrie, when did you realize God had given you a divine purpose to teach children?
Well, when I was in college, God was really not leading me. I think I was trying to make my own decisions, although he did end up leading me. First, I was an art major, and then I went to home economics, where there were several areas of learning, and early childhood was one side of that. And we got to go and observe in the community, and I chose an elementary classroom. And after I'd gone two or three times, I was hooked on being around children. I just loved it. Other people my age were having a hard time knowing what to do, but I feel like God gave me that peace and the excitement to be able to do something that I was going to love for the rest of my life. So even though I wasn't asking for his guidance, I feel like he was leading me at that time. And then later, I taught 1 year after I graduated, and then I was at the gym exercising. I'd stayed home with my children for 10 years. And someone came up to me and said, "Did you know that you are going to lose your certification if you don't get your master's?" And I thought, "Oh, that cannot be true." And they told me to go to the Longfellow Center, and because I didn't want to lose, you know, being able to work at a future time. And before I left that day at the Longfellow Center, they had me signed up to start on my master's like in 2 weeks. And I got my master's. I got excited about being around children and being in the classroom again. And that's when I started teaching at Tamarack and then Masonville and then Deer Park for 25 years. And looking back over these decisions, I feel that God has led me where I am today. But what Charlotte and I experienced in this school was something different than what I felt back then. And we knew that we were being led by God. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure that we should pursue this, but God just opened every door one after another, and it was not us at all. And I'm just happy that I got to be in this and do this with Charlotte.
Like God is like that, isn't he? He makes the impossible possible. Yeah. Charlotte, let's hear about you. God placed definitely a higher calling on your life to teach children Sunday school. So what was that experience like? Are you still doing that?
I as of last year, I'm no longer teaching Sunday school, but my calling, after I graduated from college, I went to Louisville and I worked in a corporate job for 9 years. It was real intense, long hours and traveling. And before my husband and I started a family, I just knew that God had something else. He wanted a different way. He wanted me to serve him. I loved my job. But there was just something just gnawing at me that he wanted me to do something else too. And I would ask the guys I'm working with, you know, do you feel have that same feeling? And they would just look at me like, no, we don't know what's wrong with you. But anyway, one day, this person at our church in Louisville asked me to assist them with their children's Sunday school classroom that they were teaching. So I thought, well, sure, I'll do that. So I did it. And that was my beginning of teaching children God's word. I knew that was where God wanted me to serve him, is teaching children. And so I taught children's Sunday school for in Louisville and Owensboro for about 37 years, including teaching children in the Bible Study Fellowship program that was in Newburgh, Indiana. I did that for 7 years. So God gave me just a real love and a desire to teach children about him and about his love for them. And I've enjoyed it ever since. So
that is so wonderful. You know that you know when you're in your purpose, when you're moving in your purpose, right. There's a knowing and there's a joy that accompanies it.
There's a true joy and peace that he gives you.
Well, we want to hear all about, okay, so Highlands Latin School. What led you both? And you both could, you know, talk about that individually as well, whoever wants to start first. But what led you both to start a Highlands Latin School in Owensboro?
Well, we certainly could talk about, both could talk about this for some time. But it was, Teresa, it was all God. He is the one that led us to Highlands Latin School. Carrie and I knew each other a little bit in high school. We graduated the same year. We went to different local high schools and then later attended college out of town our first year. We had classes together, so we got to know each other a little bit more. But it was fast forward down years later, we both end up in Owensboro attending the same church. So probably a little over 2 years ago, I was teaching Carrie's granddaughter in Sunday school. So I asked Carrie if she would fill in when my husband and I were out of town where we couldn't teach, and she did. So we just got reacquainted and started talking about the importance of Christian education for young students. And at that point, her daughter was trying to get her daughter, Carrie's granddaughter, into a Christian school here in Owensboro. And it was full. There was a waiting list. Mm-hmm. And I had started hearing other families having the same issue. The school was full. There wasn't room. And when my husband and I, with our three kids, our children here in Owensboro, when they were young, we were fortunate to be able to send our children to a Christian school when they were young. So the more Carrie and I talked about it, we started getting together weekly and praying, you know, for God and for his will, if he wanted us to pursue this avenue or not. So the more we prayed, the more we had his peace that this was the direction he was wanting us to go. So we looked at Highlands Latin School in Louisville. Carrie was very familiar with that school. It's a Christian school, and it's also a classical school. She has grandchildren that attended that school, so she was very familiar with the school. And then also during COVID, she taught her granddaughter here the Highlands Latin curriculum and absolutely loved it as a school teacher. So we kept praying and praying about it. And then eventually we went to Louisville. We set up an appointment. We actually did a conference there too with them. And we met the staff and we talked to them at length. We observed classroom teaching. We talked to teachers. And eventually God led us to look at this and to consider using Highlands Latin School because it was Christian and then also it was classical, which was be something unique to young families in Owensboro. So it was definitely all God led, and it was Highlands Latin is where he led us.
I love that. And you bathed this in prayer. I love that.
We did.
When you bathe,
debate
Yeah,
it in
and you can, I bet you do continue to debate it in prayer, but when
daily.
when we pray, God listens and he knows the desires of your heart. And wow. And you said, yes, Lord. So we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Carrie and Charlotte. So everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. We shape our bodies and hearts for God's purposes. Two special guests today on Shaped by Faith. They are both co-administrators of Highland Latin School in Owensboro, Kentucky. Carrie Oliver and Charlotte Burton. I love your heart, both your hearts, for just allowing God to speak to your heart about ministering to children. I mean, that's what you've both been doing your whole career. And I do believe God blesses that. I love that you bathed what you are doing now and you continue to bathe it in prayer. I think that's number one. I think that's key. Being able to hear God, being able to pray and listen for his will. And you both did that. And that is what we should be doing, all of us, you know, with everything that we do. Let's talk about how Highlands Latin School differs from other private schools.
Well, our classical curriculum sets us apart from other schools because that we are unique in that we are truly a classical school. And the literature books that we read to the children and the books the students read themselves have all been chosen on the merit of truth, beauty, and goodness. And these books use the care to teach the students how to think and what to do. So I think our literature books and the curriculum really set us apart. They're just outstanding. And we also begin teaching Latin in the second grade, and then it continues with each grade. We teach cursive beginning in the middle of the first grade and teach it in the second and the third grade. And it's mastered at the end of third grade. We're different in that we come to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Monday is practicing skills that are learned in class and reading and preparing for upcoming lessons. And we also are different in that we have a partnership with our parents and our families. Our parents all want to be part of their child's learning, and they practice reading with their children. They help with practicing the math facts and the Bible memory verses and the recitations that are taught here. That's another way we're different is recitations. We start that every morning with each class, and they just learn a foundation of so many facts and things about their world, and that's different. And of course, we have our Christian studies, which is very important. We have Bible stories every week, Bible memory verses that they learn, and their handwriting is practiced through writing their memory verses for that week. And that's another way that we're different.
Well, it seems like everything you just mentioned is not really being done anymore in schools. And I know with my grandchildren that are not in private schools or being homeschooled, some of them are. But the ones that are not, they're not learning cursive. They don't even know what that is. You know, they're all printing. They're not getting Bible stories. They're not talking about Jesus. I love that there is a lot of parent input in the education process. There should be.
Our parents are so important. That's one reason that they chose the school. They want to be a part of this.
And it's truly a partnership with the parents.
So let me ask you this. Why teach Latin?
Well, we get that question occasionally, and they usually follow up with, Latin is a dead language, but we believe that Latin is not dead. It's immortal. Latin is our language of our Western civilization. But the most practical reason for teaching Latin is that it also teaches English. Over half of the English language, well, let me tell you, the English is a hybrid of both English and Latin. And over half of the English language comes from Latin words. And it's just not any half. It's the more difficult words. The common one to two syllable words of everyday speech is English. But the harder words, the three to five syllable words, are usually derived from Latin. And we believe that studying Latin can help improve a student's vocabulary skills, and it will also deepen their understanding of their own English grammar. So at Highlands Latin School, after the student has mastered phonics, because phonics is very important to us, and after they're starting to read and to spell, we introduce them to Latin, and that's in the second grade. And we believe the advantage of beginning Latin early for a child is to give those students the tools that they need to help decode bigger words when they encounter them with reading. And Latin, we feel, also is the key that opens up the door to our English language for students. And they students need that key while they're young enough. And they're excited about learning words. And while they're developing their vocabulary through their skill of reading. So Latin is very a good tool for vocabulary development.
It sounds like it is. Plus, it's a great brain exercise, I would
think.
It is.
And it helps you to learn other languages easier, too, such as Spanish and French, because more than half of those words are derived from Latin. So, you know, those are just some of the reasons. And then, you know, Latin is also the language of law and of theology and of science and government and logic. So, you know, we feel like it's very important to start off our students at starting in second grade with learning of Latin
for them. And they're like little sponges, aren't they, at that age?
They are sponges, and they're excited. And that's another reason, because of their excitement at that age. And, you know, as the students get older in high school, it's not quite as exciting to memorize and to learn. So.
No, I think all children should be learning a second language and even a third language, especially at a very young age when their brain is ready for it. And yeah, and like you said, they're excited.
If it's helping them to better understand their own English.
That's
vocabulary,
right.
Yeah, which Latin does.
So Highlands Latin School is a trademark school. So what does that mean? It's a trademark school.
Okay, so of course, I was in the business world. I think more of it as a franchise, as a trademark. And we are a trademark of the Highlands Latin Louisville, which is a well-established school. It's been in existence for 25 years, and it has excelled in both academics and Christian education. So what we are, is a trademark. We are basically modeling what they have already established in Louisville. And as a trademark school, we're required to closely use and follow the wonderful curriculum that they have. And we love their curriculum, so that's not an issue. But we are held accountable to following their policies and their procedures as well. So we didn't want to start any new school to develop anything new. We wanted to take an already well-established school that was proven and duplicate that education and bring it to Owensboro and to offer it to young families here in Owensboro.
You know, that's still a really big step to open a school.
Yes, but, they are wonderful to work with and to help us.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, where is the school located?
It's actually located at Lewis Lane Baptist Church in the education wing. It's actually separate from the church, but it's at 2600 Lewis Lane in Owensboro. And this is so God too. While Carrie and I were praying about God, his will for us with this, the staff here at Lewis Lane were praying that God would use their facility just not on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night, but to use it for his mission.
Oh, wow.
And so we had a friend we shared that we had been praying about starting a school here. And she said, go talk to the pastor at Lewis Lane Baptist Church. And we did. And after several meetings and much prayer, they just opened their doors for us to come in to start our school here. And they have been wonderful to work with. They have been so gracious, that the staff and the entire congregation and just going through this with us and partnering with us in this endeavor to bring a Christian classical school here to young families in Owensboro.
That is a God story for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back with more Shaped by Faith. Everyone stay tuned. Welcome back to Shaped by Faith. My guests, Carrie Oliver and Charlotte Burton, both serve as co-administrators of Highlands Latin School in Owensboro, Kentucky. And I love both your hearts, like I said last time. I do. I love your hearts for children and that you're stepping up to the plate. I mean, you could have sat back and said, yeah, we probably need a school like that. And yeah, but no, you said, Lord, we're going to do this. And then God just, he just opened those doors for you. I just love that. That's when you know that it's God.
Yes. We could not have done this. He opened every door. And then some.
and you probably wouldn't want it any other way because it's just so blessed.
It's perfect.
Okay, so what grades do you offer and what's your school schedule?
This year we offer kindergarten, second, and third grade. And we attend Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We follow the city and county school schedule, the calendar. We have a fall break, a spring break, and the Christmas break is just like theirs. But our curriculum is 35 weeks. So we start about a week or 10 days later than the other systems do. But we finish the school year about the same time as long as we get in our 35 weeks. And next year, we'll be adding a junior kindergarten grade and a fourth grade. And then every year after that, we'll continue to grow by 1 year. So we have third grade this year. Next year, we'll offer fourth. The year after that, we'll offer fifth as well.
Okay, let's talk about your teachers. How do you find your teachers?
Well, we have been very blessed that people have heard about our school and they're very interested in teaching at a Christian school where it's orderly and disciplined and classical, and where they can teach the Bible, where they are free to not teach their faith exactly. We do have, you know, the Bible stories, and we have a curriculum so that it fits with the Christian beliefs. But there are teachers that are very anxious to have this kind of school setting with a set curriculum where it's this curriculum was written in Louisville by Cheryl Lowe, and it was written from the top down. So at the end of 12th grade, everything that you would hope that a child would learn or a student would know, the knowledge, it is in there at some grade. And so you follow the curriculum that is already set out, and the books are there that go with the curriculum. And in a public classroom, I wrote my own curriculum. I looked at the textbooks, and you would make up your own lessons. And this curriculum is different in that way. And I think some teachers, not all teachers, some people would like this kind of situation. Yes. Do you want to say anything, Charlotte?
No, we have a website. We've had individuals who are interested in teaching to go to our website and send us a interest form, and we follow up and interview with them. But as Carrie said, we've been very blessed to have people to reach out to us and to inquire about the teaching position. And this next year, we will be hiring two or three more teachers to come on board with us. Right now, we have three teachers that are teaching our kindergarten, second, and third grade.
Okay. Now, you said you're going to be adding a grade each year. Is that what typically happens, or how did you come upon that?
Yes. Again, we're a trademark school in the Louisville Highlands Latin School offers junior kindergarten through 12th grade. And that's our plan every year is to add a grade. And as Carrie said, we've We're offering third grade this year, and next year we'll be offering fourth grade, as well as junior kindergarten, which we didn't last year. It's for those students that are four by August. And Highlands Latin in Louisville offers that. They have the curriculum for junior kindergarten that helps feed into our kindergarten class.
Okay. So what is your curriculum like in the subjects that you teach for each grade?
Well, in kindergarten through second grade, we teach reading, writing, spelling, and arithmetic are the foundation which all learning is built, and they are given the highest priority in K through two. And then we also teach Christian studies, and cursive is in the first, second, and third grade. All grades have recitation, science, social studies, art, music, and PE. And then in second grade, that's when we begin teaching Latin. And in third grade, we teach reading, composition, arithmetic, Christian studies, Latin, grammar, spelling, recitation, astronomy, social studies, cursive handwriting, and art, music, and PE. And then next year, when we add junior kindergarten, their skills are what we're going to target to teach are letter and number recognition, introductory phonics, counting and letter formation, Bible stories, science and social studies, and we'll also be working on fine and gross motor skills, and then the work habits like listening well and paying attention to detail. And they'll also have art, music, and PE.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
And one thing that I like best about this curriculum is that it never changes. A parent can go on the HLS website and see all the curriculum by grade. They can see every book their child will be using for each grade, so they don't ever have to wonder what we're teaching. It's a well-proven curriculum that's been used for 25 years, and we're just really excited about our curriculum.
Well, it's a blessing. I mean, just listening to you explain it, it really is. I would think every parent, every grandparent would want their child in there. So how can a parent who's interested in the school find out more information or enroll their child?
Okay. Well, they can call our school number, which is 270-903-2211. They can call us on that number, make an appointment, or just ask questions by phone, or if they'd like to come by and observe our school, we would love to show them around the school. Or they can go to our website, and it's highlandslatin.org/Owensboro. But we would love, you know, to be contacted.
Okay, well, both of you have been so enjoyable just to sit here and listen to and find out about Highlands Latin School. I want to thank you both for being guests on Shaped by Faith.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Absolutely. And thank you for listening. I'm Teresa Rowe. Everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to Shaped by Faith with Teresa Rowe. Remember to visit shapedbyfaith.com to find out more about workouts, the TV show, podcasts, blogs, Shaped by Faith products, and much more.